across Newcastle and Gateshead on 102.5 FM, online, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. This is Nova Radio Northeast News Update.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's holding a COBRA meeting this afternoon on the situation in Afghanistan. UK citizens and Afghan nationals are still trying to flee the country. Meanwhile, influencer Tommy Marcus has managed to raise more than £4 million on a GoFundMe page to help Afghan refugees. He says it's important we come together to help.
It has been and still is a sprint. And, you know, it was about 72 hours of getting our plan vetted by GoFundMe, running it up the ladder and making sure that they knew that it was legitimate.
A police investigation has confirmed Plymouth gunman Jake Davison had a shotgun and firearms license taken off him last September after an attack on two youths. It was given back to him in July after he attended the Pathfinder scheme. The SNP and Green Party in Scotland have struck a power-sharing deal. It's the first time the Greens have been part of a UK government. And Tesla boss Elon Musk says his electric vehicle company is building a humanoid robot. From Radio News Hub, I'm Freya Chappell.
Radio Works. Details have been unveiled for the National Lottery's Paralympics GB homecoming event to welcome back our Paralympians from Tokyo. Former Paralympic GB swimmer Kate Gray has the details.
To thank players who help raise funding for Paralympics GB athletes, there are 3,500 pairs of free tickets to be won via a ballot. To enter, players must have a ticket from any National Lottery game purchased after the 1st of June. The ballot closes at midnight on the 26th of August. For more details, visit tokyohomecoming.com.
Sport with Lowe's Financial Management. When it comes to choosing how to put your money to work, there are countless options available. For almost 50 years, people have been turning to Lowe's for reliable, independent financial advice. We have thousands of satisfied clients who would recommend our services to help you secure, build, and safeguard your financial future. For more information and a free initial consultation, give us a call on 0191 281 8811 or visit our website, lowes.co.uk. Lowe's Financial Management. Where personal finances are cared for personally. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Christian Pulisic will miss Chelsea's Premier League trip to Arsenal after testing positive for COVID. The USA forward missed the open training session on Wednesday and isn't available for Sunday's game at the Emirates Stadium due to self-isolation. Celtic's Adam Montgomery has been included in the Scotland under-21 squad for the first time. He's been named in Scott Jamil's pool for the European qualifier in Turkey on the 7th of September. The 19-year-old made his seventh first-team appearance coming off the bench during Celtic's Europa League win over AZ Alkmaar on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in the Scottish Premiership, St Mirren boss Jim Goodwin will try to mastermind victory over Celtic from his house after testing positive for the virus. The Buddies are looking for their first win of the season, with a draw and defeat so far this campaign. And Super League leaders Catalan Dragons are hopeful their match against Salford next Thursday will go ahead, despite being forced to shut down following a COVID outbreak at the club. It was the first fixture of the year to be called off on the day of the game.
Weather with NE Taxis. Looking for a reliable taxi firm to get you safe from and to your destination? Why not book NE Taxis? We provide a prompt, reliable and professional taxi service for all requirements. From airport transfers to evening social events, our private hire taxi service offers reliable and courteous transport 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Save time and money by booking your taxi with us. Call us on 0191 432 1000. Download our app from your app store, search NE Taxis, or visit our website ne-taxis.co.uk.
Outbreaks of rain for most through the day, turning brighter across southern, western and some central parts, but thundery for many in places. Highs of 20 degrees.
Looking to lose weight and wanting to feel like a new you, or in need of a healthy eating lifestyle? Then Slimming World Gateshead Hub is here for you. We have meetings on Monday, Thursday and Saturday. For £5.95 a week, all members will receive a plan, weekly image therapy, app with food tracker and scanner, online resources, access to a private Facebook support group, and a vast range of support tools for the journey. For more information, call Emma on 07834 04864 or Lauren on 07495 437 755. Or find us on social media. Search Gateshead Slimming World.
A very good morning to you. Big thank you to Freya Chappell reading the news bulletin. We'll be back with her for another update at 12 o'clock, just before Stephen Ferrell joins us for the Grassroots Music Show. I'll be back with an update with you at 11 on the latest news, including that crisis in Afghanistan. And I'll bring you the latest sports news and weather prospects, because it's raining outside. And in the sport as well, some Northeast success. Elliot Slesser is through to the quarterfinals of the snooker. He beat out the world number one, Judd Trump. But I'll bring you more details on that at 11. But yes, welcome back. This is Brunch with Barton. Thank you to Darren Finley for the past 2 hours. He's back with you tomorrow from 8. And then he's back again next Saturday, just before 8, at 8 o'clock, just before this show. And a big thank you to him, because he had an especially extended show last week because I wasn't here, because I was getting my second jab. So I wasn't here. So he looked after the show for me.